I don't know.
Running on fumes after last night's show?
I don't know if Taylor Swift's rendition of Rhiannon or Lady Gaga's Armani Privé dress on the red carpet. I don't know where to start.
I don't, look, the Lady Gaga thing, let's start with her, because I get the music. I really appreciate the music and what she does, but those outfits, come on.
The outfits are really something else.
It's ridiculous.
She is setting a trend, though, because look at the show last night. There were five outfits that made stage that were unbelievable, including pinks or Fergies, and I think they're all raising the bar because of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I think their performances have to be raised, too. That whole thing with Elton John and the performance, I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I have to say, that thing, though, with pink. Pink singing, upside down.
I know, it was a Cirque du Soleil show.
It was unbelievable.
Hey, I'm doing the show upside down right now, and no one's giving me props for it.
That was unbelievable. I mean, really. But so back to Lady Gaga. She comes out on the red carpet in that, I don't know what that thing
is. I don't know what that is either.
I don't know either.
I don't even know how to describe it. If you didn't see it, folks, I can't even begin to describe it. It was an Armani Privé. Armani released a statement saying she is the fashionista of our times, and he is proud to design for her. Well, of course, look at everybody's talking about it today.
Oh, yeah, no, it looked space agey, and her hair was yellow. And
what's so weird is her facial expressions, especially when she was in the audience as the Miss Tinfoil America. Remember that one? Like, she just sits there like she's
she's kind of in a daze.
Yeah,
it's like really weird. And you know she's performing. She's not really in a daze. That's a performance. That's her whole shtick.
You think she got a nose job?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Can I ask? Cause
I never noticed that.
Recently, too, because I thought last night, wait a second, because she had a...
Well, but it's hard to tell because she always has those little masks or netting over her face,
I think
too.
There was a little rhinoplasty.
Did you like...
I have to agree. And somebody who just put their nose back on their face out of their ear is an expert on that.
That's right.
I think Jay is correct.
How's the nose coming along, busted beak?
It's swollen, and I'm like, as soon as the bandages came off, I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna have my nose back, but I still look kind of funny.
What do you think if I can ask the tribute to Michael Jackson? Because I wasn't a fan.
Well, I wasn't a fan because I don't have my 3D goggles.
I didn't either, and I tell you, this bothered me a lot because down in the States, you could get them free at Target. We don't have Target up here. You're telling me a Walmart couldn't have stepped up and handed out some 3D glasses?
They should have, and there were a lot of people, too, at home. Like, it says, okay, put on your 3D glasses now, and I'm screaming at the TV, yeah, right!
I don't have my
3D glasses. And, you know, when you were there, you couldn't see the 3D unless you had the glasses on, and then when you're on TV... I watched it, and you can't really, it doesn't do anything when you don't have the glasses. Now, 3D televisions are going to be on store shelves in June, at which time everybody will have, like they have their iPhone headphones or whatever, they'll have their 3D glasses. But right now, I think it was a little ahead of its time. But I thought the tribute was really nice, seeing them all there, and I loved seeing the kids. I mean, when they came out.
Oh, they are so well-spoken.
Oh, and beautiful. And, you know, for kids that we saw masked, for most of their life, you would think they would have grown up, and with Michael, a little odd. They seem so normal and nice. I mean, you know, we don't know. They could go postal when they're 14 or something.
I was reading a tweet this morning by someone who said, if that kid was trying to sell car insurance, I probably would have bought it.
Yeah.
He's just so believable.
The daughter, when she looked so, they just looked like beautiful little kids. Mm-hmm. My goodness. I was so happy to see them. I wanted them to talk longer.
Me too.
Like, I really
Me
wanted
too.
Them on stage. Yeah, I agree. I was curious to see what they had to say, and I liked the words that they said. You know, for the last 7 months, didn't they look like they'd grown so much?
Yeah,
they
sprout, right? These kids nowadays, they
just
get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, like they really matured. You know, I would love to sit and interview them and talk to them and find out just how are you and how are you feeling and. What's going on, and how do you come to terms with your father being so larger than life, and then he's gone? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm fascinated by those kids. I really am.
That's probably an interview that will never happen, huh?
Maybe when they get older.
Maybe.
How do you know?
Yeah,
maybe when they get older.
Listen, real quick, best and worst dressed last night.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, that Fergie outfit was something else. That Tron meets, Star Trek.
This was the one on stage when she performed?
Oh, that was an incredible outfit.
I said this earlier to Billy Joe, and I've talked to you about this, how I didn't really get the joke with the Fergie thing. I'm leaning towards getting it now.
Oh,
I get it. I get it.
I mean, that was quite something. And then Rihanna wasn't paying attention through the whole show, and I think her hair looks ridiculous, and I think her dress was not flattering. Ryan Seacrest looked good. Ryan, does he not work an event ever?
No, I know.
There.
He's
yeah.
always there.
Yeah, yeah. Beyonce's earrings had a life of their own. I mean, that was, what is that? I don't know. That looked really.
I agree with you, though. I don't like the Rihanna hairdo, the chicken yeah. rooster look
okay.
or whatever.
Here,
rooster,
kitty, kitty,
Mary
here we
Blige.
Go.
Mary J. Blige had the chicken rooster.
Yeah, she did too.
Yeah, I've never seen so many women with chicken rooster thing happening, and it's not attractive, ladies.
There you have it. Shatila, by the way, has been doing this entire hit upside down too. So there you go, Pink.
Yes, I have. All right, bye.